Germany,
Greece,
Finland,
Spain,
Belgium,
and Turkey. Different cultures
in one continent,
Europe.
But what happens when six countries get together to make a podcast in an e-training project? Listen to my radio, Breaking News.
In our podcast channel, we are going to examine different issues, collaborating and exchanging our views to reach a common goal.
So have fun with the following episode.
In this podcast, we will interview two students to deepen the topic of teenagers' reading habits. Hello everyone, welcome to Listen to Mary the Breaking News. This is our podcast where we want to talk about teenagers that do not read anymore. Is it true? To give an answer to this question, we are going to interview two girls of 16 years old, Sarah and Rebecca.
In my opinion, this is true. Teenagers do not read books because they don't like them and they find it boring. Sometimes it's also because they don't have a lot of free time, as they are really busy with their homework and hobbies. I like reading books, but I always have a lot of homework and I practice volleyball 5 times a week. As a result, these two things take me a lot of time, so I would like to read more books, but I don't have time to do it.
I totally agree with you. I do not like reading books because I find it boring. In addition, when I have free time, it is not the first thing I think about, so I prefer to spend it in another way. I only read books that my teacher asked me to read.
Do you find it useful?
Yes, because if they have to search for information, they prefer to use the internet because it's easier and faster.
I believe that reading books is the most effective way to broaden our vocabulary and to be able to express ourselves well in every situation. This also makes us improve our communication with others.
I totally agree with you, and I also think that a good book can help us to understand who we are and who we would like to become.
Do you think that the internet and social media affect teenagers in reading books?
Yes, because if they have to search for information, they prefer to use the internet because it's easier and faster.
Sarah, although you like reading books, do you prefer to read in your mother tongue or in other languages?
Obviously, I prefer reading in my mother language, but I also like reading books in foreign languages because I study them at school.
What's your favorite kind of book?
My favorite kinds of book are thriller and love stories. I like the first one because I like the moment of suspense and I look forward to continuing reading the rest of the book. Instead, I like the second one because I hope that one day I will have a sweet and beautiful relationship like the one described in Of the Book.
Do you have any books to recommend to our listeners?
As I said before, I only read books that my teachers asked me to read. Consequently, last summer I read Pride and Prejudice. I really recommend this book to you because it's a wonderful romance.
Thanks to Rebecca and Sarah for giving us an answer to our challenging question. And you? What's your relationship with books? Do you like them? How often do you read one? We hope that you like our podcast and won't miss the next one. Goodbye!